Yeah?
Hi, is this Ari?
Yeah, speak up, please. I'm deaf, so.
Oh, okay. Is that any better? I'm trying to sort of speak up here.
A little bit, yeah.
Is this a good time? Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, now it's good, good, good. Very good timing. You timed me in time for being finished with peeing and finished with brushing my teeth and finished with looking at Hillary and Obama. What's going on there?
Oh, excellent, yeah.
And just caught me at the right time, put on my clothes already. Just perfect.
Oh, perfect. Well, it's really very nice to speak with you, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to do this.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out.
Oh, absolutely. Well, speaking of, you know, Hillary and Obama, do you have a preference?
I think that it's not a matter of preference. I think it's a matter of life and death.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, you know, I mean, I'm going to throw something out at people they might have not thought of, which is that, you know, we can't have the Republicans win, obviously.
Right.
We can't have them win again. And more Bush years, we cannot have it, right?
Correct. So, yeah.
For the Democrats to win, I mean, obviously, I think the Republicans are voting for Obama because they know he's not as good. He won't be able to win as easily as Hillary. Obviously, if Hillary wins the nomination, she's going to win everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, it's totally, that's a given. But the problem is right now is the trickery with, oh, who's going to be nominated? Is it this whole buzz going on, like a frenzy of, like, John F. Kennedy days mixed with American Idol.
Right.
And it's very risky because it's not a game show. It's, you know, once you're nominated, that's it. And that's when the Republicans are going to clap and laugh because they're going to say, yeah, now we got an easy win because they're already trying to throw dirt on Obama. And they've been throwing dirt at Hillary from the get-go. So everyone knows what we're going to get with Hillary.
Right, she's better.
We already know she's an obsessed nerd. And she's been wanting to be president since she's 2 years old and help the little suffering children or whatever. That's, she's obsessed with that, you know. So we know we're going to have that. But, you know, with Obama, the charmer, the thing is they're already throwing dirt on him now. And if he gets nominated, that's when they're really going to dig dirt. That's when they're really going to tear him down.
Right.
And the media also, who's been putting him up, is going to tear him down, which they haven't yet, which they're waiting on to do.
Yeah, I think it's just starting. Huh? The last couple of days, it seems like it's just starting.
They're just starting. Mm-hmm. To throw the dirt, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if he gets nominated, which is very likely, they're going to throw even more dirt. And then people are going to say what they said with OJ. Oh, oh, we know he's guilty now.
Right.
You know, now it's a frenzy like with OJ. Yeah, OJ got free. You know, yes, he beat the system. And the thing is, the frenzy that's happening now with Obama is they're going to find more and more stuff on him. You know, once he's nominated, they're going to say, oh, shit, maybe we shouldn't have wrote it after all.
You don't think that message of hope is more powerful than what they would find?
Sorry?
You don't think that message of hope that he sort of goes on about isn't strong enough to sort of...
Well, you know, they're all politicians. I'm saying, you know, I mean, Hillary is the bitch we're going to get. They're all politicians.
Yeah.
They all don't mean much as they say, you know. And so they all, personally, I don't like any of them in person much. But politically, you got to look at that Obama is just a politician. He doesn't do much sort of big hope of change in the Democratic Party as much as he says. I mean, look at it. For instance, he doesn't really vote much. He's called a coward a lot of time because he backs out at a lot of, you know, decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's nothing unusual for Democrats. He's just a normal politician, which is fine. Even if he doesn't do things as great as he says he does, that's okay because that's how politicians are. But because there's such a big deal of him being made that he's like some kind of guru, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a guru of hope and change, that's the problem if you idolize him like that. You were sitting in your room.
I could talk about this all day.
No, that's finished. Yeah. That's all I want to talk about.
Okay. I have a few questions about your band, yeah.
No, the band, and it's in contact with the band, I would just say that back in the days, we were just, of course, totally anti-politics, not into politics, as you know, and always have never been relating to politics. We never related to politics or religion, really, in one bracket, because they didn't... support our visions. They didn't relate to our thing, you know.
It
didn't.
So you rejected it. Yeah.
Wasn't in our world and couldn't really depend on politics to defend our cause, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that's a difference now? Do you think that's possible now?
Well, no. It never has been until now. Now it's not politics as much as life or death. Life, you know, it's all mixed in one now. Where now we gotta really do so. Now it's become it's a 100 degrees turnaround. Now it's like a revolution in the politics itself. Whether it's gonna be Obama or Hillary, that's a revolution in itself, and we have to take part in it and control it. As they say, we got to take it on.
Mm-hmm. And are you doing that as a band too? Is that part of?
No.
That was just like personal feelings.
No, the band itself will always just be a music band. You know, we don't want to really be political, but of course it's important that now we're a generation of modern people and take part in the modern cause, which is that we are modernly aware that we have to take on the world as it is to. With a revolution again, and make sure that we could take part in having a voice, yeah?
Yes.
That,
yeah.
You know, the earth has to be protected, of course. You know, oil and all of that has to be out the door, you mm-hmm. know, type thing. Women rights and children rights, you know, have to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, nationally, racial barrier, all of that stuff with, you know, being that, you know, African people are so segregated here in America. It's like almost like South Africa. It's two Americas here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, of course, that people take part that, you know, that there's no more, none of that racist shit has got to stop at this point. I mean, it's
God, I hope so, yeah.
We're like heading to space age now. You know,
mm-hmm.
Star Trek times. I mean, can't have all that mm-hmm. black and white shit happening. It's pretty severe still in America.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I know everybody does it.
Well, what do you think is or was the biggest misconception about your band?
Biggest misconception is that we couldn't play. We could play. We could kick ass for playing.
Well, do you mind hearing the phrase girl band, or would you rather that be left out of discussion?
Do what? Say that again.
Do you mind the phrase girl band, or do you prefer that it be left
good.
Out?
I think it's very important. It's a good question, actually. Very polite question. because it does get annoying when people think we're being politically correct, being feminist and all that, and anti-boys, and which we were, of course, not, right. Which we are not. We're very for boys, but and we're not into segregation. But we are the first girl band, and also maybe the first best girl band.
Yeah, totally.
So it has to be said that we are. I mean, there was the Runaways, but they were built by guys, you know,
right.
With a concept again, a gimmick of, you know, hold your guitars at your crutches and be like men and compete with the men and be heavy metal. And we were, of course, totally unique in that we just built ourselves to be ourselves.
Right.
Have artistic control completely. Jimi Hendrix didn't even have that.
No, no, he didn't.
So, you know, it is important that we have to say girl band.
Well, why do you think, after all this time, it's still kind of, you know, novel for women to be in bands, much less be good at it?
Why it's so novel?
No. Or why, yeah, why it's still novel? I mean, much less
because
people
we
be good.
Were written out of history. The Slits should have never been written out of the girl book history. You see, we're the missing link. Where is the women in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It should have been us. You know what I mean?
No,
because
shit, yeah.
With the Slits is where everything, in a way, started. We broke the barriers. And then so many people came and acknowledged that, like the Riot Girl movement, we have to tribute a lot to them.
Yeah, like Bikini Kill and everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to, you know, they're the ones who got the Slits really in the book of legendary legends type mythology. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have a lot of debt to pay to the Riot Girl movement, of course. But in generally, girls have been not being able to move a lot because it's too much stigma of having to be politically correct and political about it and to survive in being girls, and it's not right. You should be able to just do what the hell you want, and it's not, it's still faced with a lot of problems.
What would you say to a younger woman that was starting to play music?
It really got to take in hand what we did, in a way, which is you got to take part in being a revolution when you are a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you do from there on will be a revolution, because you cannot put boyfriends first, relationships first, you're married to music, you cannot put jobs first, you cannot put anything first. Except music, you
right.
know, and there's so many distractions for girls because it's all about, oh, people say this or that, family, my mother, my father, my boyfriend, my job, my this, my that, you know, there's so many obstacles that girls will say, they can't do it, you know. Nothing wrong with having a baby and being in a band. Get a babysitter with you on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there's too much to stop girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So you're just saying put music first.
Put it out there.
Music,
put the music thing. And, of course, put your style, you know, with it, your expression.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to walk around half naked, be it. Don't be politically correct. Be naked. If you don't want to be naked but you want to wear a veil like a Muslim, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do what you want to express as a woman, where you feel your strength is coming from. Don't think you can't wear a veil because it's politically incorrect. Don't think you can't be naked because you're a woman and you can't be associated. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you have to express with the music.
Well, what do you think is the most important thing that punk music taught you and reggae music taught you when you were younger?
Well, that's part of it. That's mm-hmm. part of it, because reggae expressed so much revolution, and punk did, you know, in free expression and talking about what you go through, what you can relate to, very personal stories, and rebellious lyrics against system, you know, mm-hmm. all mixed in one. Whether that's rebel, being a rebel against the system, or going upstream, you know, against the stream, or whether you're having personal expression about relationships or what you feel or what you've experienced. Both punk and reggae really put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've also lived all over the world, and I was wondering how that affects the kind of music that you've decided to make.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. We're definitely a hybrid. We're definitely a cosmopolitan mix of universal, completely, you know, totally international, international, as they would say in Jamaica. you know, totally, the music, you know, it shows that in the old roots of the Slits back then already, and now, too, we continue like this. Okay.
Oh, well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
All righty. So call Maria, right?
I will.
All righty. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.